It's 8:04. I'm Jake Brownell with 91.5 KRCC News. Pueblo County will look for new options to deal with overcrowding at the county jail after failing to pass a tax increase to fund a new detention center in this week's election. County Commissioner Garrison Ortiz tells the Pueblo Chieftain that overcrowding in the jail could lead to major legal liability for the county. The paper reports Ortiz says he doesn't expect another ballot measure in the future, but anticipates the county will be legally forced to deal with conditions at the facility. A report this summer said it's the most overcrowded county jail in the state. This weekend marks the 30th anniversary of the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival in Colorado Springs. It's the longest continuously running women's film fest in North America. Linda Broker directs the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Institute, which puts on the event. She says the festival remains committed to the mission that inspired its founders 30 years ago.
They were motivated to bring films to Colorado Springs that reflected the voices of women and that exposed the community to, you know, different ways of thinking and being.
This year's festival features profiles of influential figures like Dolores Huerta and Jane Goodall, and documentaries on subjects ranging from refugees to space exploration. Films will be screening at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center and Colorado College. Full disclosure, the festival is an underwriter of this station, and Colorado College is the station's licensee. This is 91.5 KRCC News.